Vince, there have been no episodes of your podcast.
Hello.
Oh, look at this weather. It's podcasting season.
I'm Will Thomas. Good to have you with us.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Vince Agard.
The forefathers of the podcasting movement.
What?
You know, they're not unicorns.
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, bah, bah, bah,
bah. Well, you all are just really tickled by this, aren't you?
We'll do it live.
Do you think that might be really boring?
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
What are you doing, baby?
This is
Ben and Vince.
Recording live from the Benavent Studios in Sarasota, Florida.
That's right. We totally skipped out on both Tennessee and Alabama and went straight to the Gulf Coast.
No better time to live in a coastal ocean view area.
Yeah, I mean, the only drawback.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Too many coastal elites here on Florida's Gulf Coast.
That's right. You're talking about the alligators?
Yeah. A thing that people here, or people that I work with anyway, do, or not here, but the people from where I work, is, you know, they drive to the Florida Gulf Coast. Like to go on a beach vacation, even though it's like 15 hours away.
Mm.
And we have a Gulf Coast in the state of Texas.
That's true. You do.
So, I mean, that's, I haven't like... been to the Texas Gulf Coast yet, so I don't know. Maybe it just sucks, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. I mean, that's only 12 hours away from you. So that definitely seems,
it's like three hours away, man.
Nah, Texas, I think everything in Texas is like 12 hours away, right?
Well, kind of. No, everything in Texas is 3 hours away.
Okay. yeah, well, I thought you were going to say they go on vacation to the Florida Gulf Coast, but they drive there when they could just take a fan boat.
Well, yeah, we don't have fan boats here. This isn't... I mean, we have fan boats here in Florida, but yeah, that's more like down in the Glades, you know.
The Glades, that's right.
Gator.
the lagoons.
Did you know they built, like back in the 60s, they built a huge airport in the Everglades that was supposed to be for it was supposed to be like the main base of supersonic flight.
Oh, interesting.
And then like the U.S. never made a supersonic plane, and so it never went anywhere.
I see.
But the airport's still there.
Now they're making supersonic planes, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah. Why did they ever stop?
Because it's really expensive.
But I bet business people would pay for it.
The thing is, like, would you rather pay a lot of money to fly, you know, across the Atlantic in like 3 hours instead of 5 hours in like a really cramped, loud plane? Or would you rather pay like a large amount of money to spend those 5 hours in like a really luxurious experience?
Right, or your own private plane if you're that rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, maybe they've improved the experience this time.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. and they've cut costs.
Maybe. Maybe there's, you know, rich people got richer since then, so.
That's
true. Maybe there's a market for it now. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, as long as SST continues to be relevant in crossword puzzles.
I mean, can't they just talk about sea surface temperature?
I have not seen that clue yet.
That's the cool SST. I mean, any crossword constructors that are listening, that's the SST that doesn't pollute the environment. That's the SST that is the environment.
Yeah, good slogan.
Thank you. I just came up with it.
Yeah, right. I couldn't tell. Definitely sounded focus grouped. So what's going on with you?
Nothing. That's man, just enjoying, you know, the Floribama shore.
Just enjoying your retirement over here. Getting back. What's your, you know, are you doing some financial planning? Have you figured out how to retire in 20 years?
Like 20 years from now?
Yeah.
I mean,
no, 20 years from your birth.
Like 20 years from the last podcast? Because that is now.
What?
Never mind.
You mean this podcast?
Never mind.
This is a Christopher Nolan movie.
No, I don't know. Was I supposed to be doing that?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, it's not homework.
Did you do it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like extra credit.
Oh. I always like doing extra credit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you used to do extra credit?
Yeah, of course. Huge nerd. I'll have to look on the little, when they put up the grades on that little sheet and it shows that you have like 104% or whatever.
Hell yeah. There was one class I had in middle school or something where you could only get extra credit if you already got 100% on the quiz or whatever.
Wow.
So she would only give you extra credit, you know, if you already got all the other questions right. So it was kind of like, what's the point?
Right. Yeah, that seems unlikely that you're going to do that, right?
Right. Or, I mean, like, I guess it was to make up for if you screwed up some other quiz or whatever. But anyway, just seems like a, you know, rich get richer kind of situation.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the same class, but there was one other class where, or I don't know, that one or the same, or a different one, where... you got like, you know, her name was Mrs. Gonscher. So the entire year you got Gonscher dollars based on like how well you did on tests or whatever, you know? So you get like, you know, if you got above a 90, you get, you know, whatever, something like that. And then at the end of the year, she had an auction where everyone would bring in, you know, just like different stuff. And then, you know, like a toy or like candy or something, and then, you know, everyone could bid on the stuff they wanted with the Gonscher dollars that you accumulated. So then obviously, you know, I had like a billion because I do perfect on every assignment, but I didn't really want any of the stuff, and I think I just brought in like a bag of chocolates, you know, that like my mom gave me to bring in. And then I really just wanted that. So at the very end, you know, everyone was like bidding on it. And then I was just like, okay, $100,000. And then like a few years later, I was like, oh, that was kind of a real dick thing to do, wasn't it? But enjoyed those chocolates.
Yeah, you had it all figured out, I guess.
Yeah. It's the same way I play video games. I never use items until the very end because you never know when you might need them.
It's a good Uno strategy.
Is it?
Yeah, you accumulate all your draw fours and your skips and your reverses, and then right when somebody's just got Uno, you just fucking make them draw like 50 cards.
You just combo. I never really played Uno too much.
Oh, wow. Big mistake.
I feel like I played more Go Fish than Uno, which seems like a mistake because Go Fish sucks.
Uno's pretty high up there in the card game.
Yeah.
That's an like S-tier card game.
S-tier? Is it B-Corp certified?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I feel like I've played Uno a few times, and I feel like it was fun. I don't know why I didn't play it more. No one else wanted to play it. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, I also... Hold on 1 second.
Okay, I'm good. Wait, I was just drinking water. What were you doing? You can't just leave in the middle of the podcast. Just... I'm solo podcasting. What's the point? I should have just stayed home. It's too hot to go to the Gulf Coast anyway. Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Just talking to the listeners over here.
Somebody in the studio next door didn't have their headphones plugged in. This new building we're in is like real popular with podcasters, I guess.
Yeah, are we getting some leakage?
Or I mean, I feel like you, the listeners, couldn't tell, but like I can tell, you know.
Yeah. So then, you know, I mean, that affects your performance. So then they can tell.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. what were we talking about? Did they ever make a card game called Dose? Should they?
I don't know. Maybe.
How do you play it?
I don't know.
Did they ever make a card game called Stars and Stripes?
Oh, yeah. God made that one.
That's right. Recently, I had to think about what my favorite movie is. And I was like, I don't know. That's like an identity crisis for me. I feel like, you know,
that reminds me of something that happened to me in school. In NSL. NSL.
10th grade, yeah.
Yeah. You know, for the listeners who don't know, that stands for National Safety Language. Anyway, we did like a quiz or something, and then on the Scantron, there was like a blank. It was like, you know, name, period, whatever. There was like a blank for something that like didn't make sense. It was never used. Mm. So the teacher was like, just write your favorite movie in that blank. And then so then like he collected all the Scantrons and he starts reading them off, and everybody put like, you know, I don't know.
Wait, so this is, hold on, 10th grade. So this is 2004 or five. Yeah, 2004 or five.
Yeah, I guess it was 2005.
Okay, yeah, spring semester.
Yep.
Okay.
I think so. Anyway, no, actually, you know, it might have been world history, whatever, it doesn't matter, some history class.
All right.
So everybody puts like, I don't know what the big movies were, Titanic. You know,
Titanic,
Shrek, I don't know, The Matrix. I don't know what
the Matrix fucking
movies were popular. Anyway, I wrote Bad Boys 2.
yeah, I've heard that before.
And then he like went through them in front of the class, and he was like reading off the ones that he thought was interesting. He's like, Bad Boys 2.
Did he say who put each
No, he
one?
Didn't say who it was.
Okay.
And there was this kid in our class, I don't know if you remember Dennis Smith.
No.
Oh. But like, he was kind of like, had a reputation for like acting up in class and stuff.
Yeah.
And so like he goes Bad Boys 2 and everybody was like, come on, Dennis. And I feel bad because I didn't say anything, you know, because everybody was like ridiculing him. I'm like, right. Well, I don't want them to ridicule me, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt bad because this was like the one time that he was actually just put like a normal movie, and then everyone was like, "Come on, man," you know.
I mean, did he like defend himself?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
I mean, were you serious about Bad Boys 2?
Yeah, dude, I love Bad Boys 2.
At
the time and also still.
Yeah, sure. Right. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, why does everyone think that's so?
Yeah, it was just very incongruous laughable. With the rest of the group selections.
That's so funny. So, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Back then, I'm sure I would have had, you know, an answer immediately. Probably like, you know, Return of the King or something.
What is that, Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, it's one of those Lord of the Rings ones.
Okay.
But, you know, now I'm like,
that's a bad
I don't
answer.
Even know. What? Whatever.
Right, go on. Was that the last one where like the movie ended like 12 times?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on, Dennis. What are you talking about? Return of the King. Anyway. But now I'm like, I don't know. I just don't even. I can't even. You know, I couldn't pick a favorite. Like, I don't even watch movies. You know.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, have that same.
A movie that you saw in the past. Maybe it's still
right, but
Return
like,
of the King.
Is I mean, I still love all three of those. But would I say it's my favorite? Yeah, they're so good.
No, they're not.
Oh, you suck. But like, would I say it's my favorite? Like, I don't think I feel like, you know, if you're literal about like your favorite movie is just the best movie you've seen or the one that you like the most. But to me, it has to be, for it to be a favorite, it should be like of a high enough level of quality that's like, you know, beyond the norm, you know. And now I'm just like, there are lots of movies that I've seen that I liked a lot at the time or still, but is that good enough? You know, do I still feel that same level of connection to it?
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about this recently. I'm like,
yeah,
I really like The Dark Knight.
Yeah, right. I the same kind of thing. Like, yeah, I loved that so much when it came out.
And I'll watch that anytime that it's on, you know.
Yeah, I bet if I watch it now, I'd still be like, man, that's really good.
Yeah. But like, I don't, like, if somebody says, what's your favorite movie? And you say The Dark Knight.
It's right. Like, it's like, how old are you?
Yeah. So I guess I have to go with Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a legit answer.
Thank you.
You know. right. I mean, should I say like, you know, Casablanca or something? I've never even seen that. It would be a bad answer.
We watched it in school.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, it was middle school.
Oh, is that like appropriate for middle school?
I don't know. Did they release inappropriate movies in like 1950 or whatever?
It was the code. Yeah.
Although well, some, I mean, definitely some movies from that time were, like, wasn't there a big controversy about, I don't know, Gone with the Wind or something?
Oh, why?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't that one. But there was some, like, super racist movie that was like, one of the, you know, most popular movies. And then in hindsight, people are like, wait, this movie is super racist.
Well, Gone with the Wind is, you know...
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I guess I've never seen that either. But I mean, it's, you know, some what's the word? You know, basically, there's like one of those stock, like, you know, housemaid characters, like Mammy. Is that right? Is that the right term for that?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, and you know, it's just portrayed as like, you know, she's just like a loving part of the family, you know, and. Obviously that was like not reality.
I mean, Song of the South came out in the 40s.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff, like, that's fine. The American public, you know, there's no problem showing that.
Yeah, we would have watched that in school. I do remember we watched, the number one movie that we watched in middle school was October Sky.
Oh, I've never, I don't even know what that is.
It's about the kid from West Virginia who overcomes being from West Virginia to, like, become a rocket scientist.
Oh. Okay.
Homer something. It's, like, based on a true story.
Sure.
Anyway, we must have watched that 12 times.
I watched Rudy, I think, twice. Yeah, if you know that one. In middle school.
That explains why I became a rocket scientist and you became a football player.
It does. It definitely does. And we watched one in health class about the kid who keeps wetting the bed. And similar flavor. Yeah,
there was some quality moves, some quality videos in health class.
Yeah. And then one time he tried to blame it on his dog. Oh, and we watched one. I feel like I read about this much later because in retrospect, like, no one could believe that this was real about, or that we watched it in health class about, eating disorders where she would, like, barf up into, like, jars and then, like, bury them in the backyard or something.
Huh.
But, like, yeah, I definitely found this later and it was like, yeah, this is a real one that people... Was it Calista Flockhart even?
It was a real movie?
Real-ish. It might have been, like, a TV movie.
Okay. Like, after-school special or...
Something like that, yeah.
I remember in ninth grade, U.S. history, we watched Pleasantville, but then Miss Thomas kept, like, running up to block the screen whenever there was, like, a kissing scene.
Yes, yes. you can't have kids watching that. Anyway, I mean, So I get you're saying Bad Lieutenant is
I guess.
Is there another movie you still feel like? I mean, it's just like the more movies you see, you know, like the less differentiable they are.
Okay. I mean, I really like all the Fast and Furious movies.
Okay, sure.
I guess that's my favorite franchise of movies.
Yeah, that's a whole different category, though.
Yeah.
I did watch Do the Right Thing last week. That was really good. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I love... this is the most important part of the movie for me. I love the two old characters. You know, the mayor and... what's her name? Mother-sister. And how they're, like, imported from, like, 1960s Broadway. Like, their whole acting style and story arc are just, like, so completely, like, at odds with the rest of the tone of the movie. Right. I mean, if it fits in well, but still, like, I wonder if that was, like, intentional.
Yeah.
Anyway, also, Danny Aiello is a great actor who I, like, never really knew in anything before. Great movie. Right.
So there's Ben's review of Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
In theaters 30 years ago.
That's right. Still relevant.
What about like a Coen Brothers movie? Don't you love Coen Brothers movies?
I certainly do. I would say like A Serious Man is like approaching favorite, or even like The Big Lebowski. I love that one a lot. Okay. Yeah.
How about Garfield movie?
Yeah. Up there, but just Odie's performance kind of just takes me out of it. So.
The other day I was thinking about the Marmaduke movie again.
Uh-huh. Thinking about it, yeah. On your mind?
Yeah.
Who plays Marmaduke? Is that Owen Wilson?
Yeah, and then Marmaduke's owner is played by a guy who looks like Luke Wilson, but isn't. He's like store brand confusing. Luke Wilson.
Like lukewarm Wilson.
There you go. Mm. There was a meme on Twitter, or you know, on the internet. It wasn't, I don't know if you call this a meme, but it was one of those prompts, you know, like prompts are really popular on Twitter. Usually it's like, you go to the front page of Ask Reddit and steal one of the questions and then post it and say like, quote, tweet this with your most unpopular opinion. And then it gets like, you know, a million shares or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
kind of.
This one said, the movie that was number one at the box office on your 10th birthday will dictate how your summer is going to go.
Okay, great. Are these usually just pretexts for identity theft?
Yeah, that's why I didn't actually post the movie because, you know, then somebody could reverse engineer my birthday week.
Right.
But I'll say it on here because people already know my birthday probably.
Yeah.
Well, so like, you know, we're born in 89.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured like summer, like you and I are both born in the summer. Mm-hmm. So I figured like it's probably some summer blockbuster. And I know that like the two big blockbuster movies from 99 was The Matrix.
But was that in the summer though?
And The Phantom Menace, right?
Oh, that was May, right? Yeah.
I didn't remember the months.
But I could believe that The Phantom Menace was still number one. Nah, not by July.
Well, for me, it was not either of those.
Yeah, because I think The Matrix, I feel like that was not a summer movie.
Yeah.
I think it was like November or something.
Hold on. No, hold on. I had it, and then I lost. Oh, here we go. No, wait. What the hell? Oh, yeah. Here we go. All right. So, number one films. The Matrix came out on April 4th.
Okay. I was right.
It was done by... It actually was only number one for 1 week. No, 2 weeks.
Huh.
2 weeks. Oh, no, 2 weeks. And then it was number one again the week after that.
So 3 weeks?
No, because in between there was a movie called Life, starring Life. Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence.
Wow, Life. I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah, I'm looking Life. At it now, and I've never seen this before. Let's see. It's the film's format is a story being told by an elderly inmate about two of his friends who are both wrongfully convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison. It received an Oscar nomination for Best Makeup at the 72nd Academy Awards.
Norbit, I think, similar.
Music by R. Kelly and Wyclef Jean.
Huh. All
right.
Was it good?
What made $20 million first week and surpassed The Matrix for 1 week? So here's a good one. So the first 2 weeks of May, you had, So you had The Matrix for 1 more week, then Entrapment with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then it was The Mummy.
It's gotta be Phantom.
We forgot about The Mummy. Brendan Fraser.
But I'm surprised that beats Phantom Menace, though.
Well, because Phantom Menace didn't come out until the 23rd.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I guess this Star Wars Day thing is just like rewriting history.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember anybody ever saying, May the 4th be with you when I was 10 years old.
Right. Yeah, I guess me neither. I guess the first time I heard that, I was like, oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Which is not something I would have thought at 10 years old.
So, yeah, so you had 2 weeks of The Mummy and then Star Wars from the 23rd all the way until the second week of June.
Now, all the way from the last week of May.
Middle of June.
Okay.
Then on June 13th, you had Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was a
big... Oh, we were already on Austin Powers 2 by then?
This was a big year for movies, man.
No, yeah, 99 is a huge year.
I don't remember the order of the Austin Powers movies.
I guess the first one was more like mid-90s. Okay.
Okay, so then, yeah, Austin Powers. That only lasted 1 week. Then you had Tarzan, Big Daddy.
Oh.
Wild Wild West on July 4th.
Wow, Wild Wild West.
Then the week after that was American Pie.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah.
Okay, and then the week after that is my birthday, which was Eyes Wide Shut.
It's going to be a good summer, Vince. Yeah. All right, now do mine. Well, it's like 2 or 3 weeks later.
Uh-oh. August 1st, 1999. Runaway Bride.
No kidding. Well, I remember Mystery Men came out on my birthday that year. Or was it?
I think that was my August 1st was a Friday, and then August 8th was a Friday. And August... oh, man, this is a big one. August 8th, all the way... to September 12th, or I guess September 11th. Do you want to guess?
August 8th to September 11th, 1999.
Basically the whole month of August. Actually, 5 weeks to top the box office for this movie.
Blade.
That's a great guess, but it is not Blade. Did Blade come out in 99?
Maybe.
I'm not seeing it on here.
I mean, I don't think Blade made that much money.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier, and I can't think of a single movie that came out in the year 2000.
X-Men.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Face Off?
No.
No, that's earlier, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I was right, by the way. Mystery Man came out on August 6th, 1999.
It came out on a Wednesday?
I guess so.
All right.
All right, I guess I don't know the answer to your question.
It was M. Night Shyamalan's The Sixth Sense.
Oh. And then, so was that its first week of release?
August 8th, yeah.
It was already number one the first week. Because I feel like that was
I don't know.
That movie was not, you know.
You're right. It came out August 2nd. Wait, what is the truth? Okay. Oh, wait, what the hell? Maybe I'm looking at this wrong. Oh, it's weekend end date. So August 6th was the Friday. So that means you get the Sixth Sense.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I guess depending on the meme didn't have any fine print, so it's not
sure.
I think you get the Sixth Sense.
But yeah, okay.
Like if you like okay, this Friday, what's going to be the number one movie? Well, not this Friday, but let's say on Friday, May 21st, 1999, what was the number one movie? Clearly, it was Star Wars, even though the tally hadn't come out yet to show that it was the number one movie.
Well, if your source is tallying by the end of the weekend, then I mean, like that's the information we got to go on. So yeah.
But like, I mean, it's like they haven't updated the standings, right? So like,
sure. But no, I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
All right. So you get the Sixth Sense.
All right. I'll definitely take that over Runaway Bride.
There was some good movies on here. So October 15th, Fight Club.
Mm. Oh yeah. Okay. So that was actually number one, huh?
That was number one for 1 week, made $11 million. Hmm.
Wow. Imagine a time when $11 million was the number one movie.
That might be the lowest grossing top movie of the year, actually.
Okay.
I'm going through. Varsity Blues made $10.5 million in the last week of January, or second to last week of January, in its second week at top the box office.
Nice.
So 11 is the weakest, like, for, you know, opening right. week, number one.
Right. Okay.
Then November 14th, 1999.
The Santa Claus.
That came out in like 95 or something.
Yeah, 94. No, it's definitely, yeah.
You're close. It's Pokemon, the first movie.
No kidding. Pokemon. That was 99, huh? I would almost have said 2000 for that one. I guess it is close to 2000.
Yeah. And then the week after that, The World Is Not Enough.
Oh, sure.
And then the week after that, which I'm guessing was Thanksgiving, another movie.
Movie was number one.
Made $57 million the first weekend and then stayed number one for two more weeks after that.
Oh, man. I don't know.
That would be Toy Story 2.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah.
Yep.
A lot of big time movies in 1999. For
sure. Yeah, no, 99 is one of those years, like 99, 07, 77. 71?
Sure. Yeah, 77. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was the Wikipedia hour for today.
Good information. I thought that was the Box Office Mojo hour for today.
I don't know what that is, but I do think we should have gotten Arch Campbell to do that segment.
I don't know what that means, but I think we...
You remember Arch Campbell? Come on.
Arch Campbell. Is he from 1999?
Well, he was big in 1999.
Hmm.
He was like the movie review guy on Channel 4.
Oh, okay. Sure. Where is he now?
I guess he's probably retired. I mean, maybe he has a YouTube channel.
Right. I mean, I guess we basically just did Twitter for a little bit there.
I guess we did, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, sometimes you have to look at yourself and just accept who you are.
Dead the whole time. Spoiler
alert. What? That's what happens in, wait, what was your number one again?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut. They were all dead the whole time.
That's right.
That explains the eyes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what that movie was about.
I've never seen that. I don't really have a desire to see that. Have you seen it?
No. Sounds like we got a podcast idea.
Is it good? I don't know.
I mean, it was number one.
Yeah. Let me see if it was good.
Let me tell you, people were partying like it was 1999.
In a manner consistent with the year being 1999. Do you want to look up what the number one song was, or did we do this on the last episode?
We might have done it. I'll do it.
I'll friggin' do it. It has a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. So.
The song?
Yeah. Prince's 1999.
Yeah, it's got to be higher than that.
On Rotten Tomatoes.
All right, number one on my 10th birthday. I do think I looked this up. So hold on, let me. The issue date. So I don't know what day of the week that is. I guess Saturday. Okay, so it's week ending, I guess. Well, okay. So now, okay. So do you think it's if my birthday is on a Tuesday or whatever? Do I get the one that came out the previous Saturday, or do I get the one that came out that Saturday? I think if we're being consistent, it's the one that came out like at the end, like the Saturday after my birthday, right?
No.
No? Okay, so one before?
That I think that would be consistent, right?
I don't know.
Oh. Oh, I see, because songs come out on...
Well, songs come out on Tuesdays, but like... If you're number one, songs don't come out and then be number one. Like, they got to climb up the chart, right?
Okay.
So, like, they do the Billboard by, like, you know, how much radio play did it get, or like single sales or whatever in the previous week, right?
Mm.
So, if we're doing that.
I think it's the week ending the Saturday after the Tuesday.
Okay. So, in that case, mine is Will Smith featuring Drew Hill, Wild Wild West.
I can't argue with that.
And you get Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas, but
you know, did I just miss that one?
No, that didn't come out until October. Or it didn't go to number one until October.
Hmm.
But it came out in end of June.
Oh, really? That long? Wow.
Yeah, that's how long it takes for a song to climb the charts, man.
Even a song with a pedigree like that?
I mean, that is like really one of the greatest songs.
Yeah, it's very good. all right, well, I don't think I have anything more to say on that topic.
All right, should we go to break?
I guess.
All right, this has been Ben and Vince. We love the 90s, specifically 1999.
Wait. I think you got to go back to January for the movies.
Go back
you started
to January.
In May. You skipped
May.
Oh,
no, there wasn't anything good.
Nothing? Nothing good comes out.
Let me see.
I mean, we talked about Varsity Blues.
1999 in film. Yeah, United States. Number one film. All right. Varsity Blues, we said. Did we say that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I'm just going to list them off. Patch Adams, A Civil Action, Varsity Blues, She's All That, Payback, Message in a Bottle, Payback Again, 8mm, Analyze This, Forces of Nature, The Matrix, Life, The Matrix Again, and then now we're into May.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
And, you know, a few there. Message in a Bottle. I don't know that.
Message in a Bottle.
I'm not sure I even remember.
With Kevin Costner. Robin Wright and Paul Newman. The film was panned by the critics but was a moderate box office hit, grossing $118 million against a $30 million budget.
They still call that moderate? That seems like a big hit to me.
I mean, Teresa Osborne, a former reporter, works as a researcher for the Chicago Tribune. On a trip to Cape Cod, she finds a mysterious, intriguing, and typed love letter in a bottle in the sand. Addressed to Catherine. She is fascinated by it and shows it to her colleagues. They print it in their newspaper without her knowledge and get numerous responses. Blah, 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 blah. They track down the author with the help of the typewriter and the notepad used. His name is Garrett Blake. Garrett Blake. He lives quietly on the Outer Banks of North Carolina near his father. Dodge. Jesus, who Dodge. Gives a shit? Like, then the reporter goes to the Outer Banks to interview him, and then they fall in love, I guess. But there's a dead person involved. They've been fighting about her artworks.
Whoa.
I mean, this is a long plot.
Yeah. But did anything happen?
So I think Kevin Costner dies.
That doesn't seem necessary.
Oh, but before he dies, on the day of his death, he wrote another final letter to his other dead wife saying that he found someone new, Teresa. Though devastated. Yeah. Though devastated, Teresa comes back contented, stating that though this experience left her sad, it also helped her to feel the most important thing in life.
What?
Wikipedia does not specify what that is.
Oh my god. Does the movie?
I guess we have to check it out for ourselves.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I agree. I don't believe that this movie ever happened.
No, I totally believe that it happened.
I don't think I've ever seen a Kevin Costner movie that I liked.
Oh, I mean, sure. Waterworld.
Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
Draft Day.
Draft Day. God. It's like Michael Keaton without the personality.
Oh, Michael Keaton's like a million times cooler than him.
Yeah. Everybody loves Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
How many minutes is this movie?
Imagine if Kevin Costner played Batman. It is 131 minutes.
That's long. Wow.
Hey man,
he said it was panned by critics.
Well, it was panned by the critics, but it made 118 over 30. So,
what was its audience score?
Oh, I don't know. Is that linked on here? Is there some place I can see that?
Oh man, you gotta look at this poster. Links.
But Rotten Tomatoes. Is that what you're asking, or IMDb?
No, I'm not asking anything.
It's got it's got a 32% on Rotten Tomato, but the audience score is 66%. So,
okay.
Sometimes the audience knows best.
That's absolutely. I would say always.
Like with The Punisher. I always liked The Punisher, the Thomas Jane one, but always, whenever they showed it on cable, the description always gave it 1 star.
Oh.
That's bullshit. This movie rules.
Yeah, I remember liking that one.
John Travolta, the bad guy.
Oh, I actually don't remember that.
It takes place in Tampa.
Don't remember that.
It's got Rebecca Romijn.
Does John Travolta's head get cut off?
No. He gets dragged behind a car that's on fire
through his
parking lot of cars that are also in fire in the shape of the Punisher skull logo.
I absolutely remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the parking lot more than the Punisher.
Well, I mean, it's Florida.
This message in a bottle was based on a Nicholas Sparks book, so if that
I don't know who that is.
Anything.
Is that like romance novels that women read on the subway?
On the subway. It's The Notebook or whatever.
Oh.
Right, I think. Am I wrong?
Okay. I mean, just why wasn't this The Notebook? Is The Notebook about something very similar? I've never seen it.
I don't know.
I mean, we've gone from a letter in a bottle to a letter in a notebook.
Right. Or maybe several letters. Yeah. But I think they're probably handwritten in the notebook.
Oh, so they couldn't use typography to track him down.
Right. It's like a lot of details in this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's Wikipedia's fault for going into way too much detail.
Yeah. Damn it, Wikipedia. need to get Elijah in there and write that down.
Here's my other question. You know, when you're looking at movies on Netflix or whatever streaming service, or even on cable if you're scrolling through, and you always get like the 1 or 2 sentence description.
Yeah.
No movie ever sounds good from reading that description.
No, I agree. That's why cable is way better than Netflix. Not like in an absolute sense, but like I can never just sit down on Netflix and be like, what movie should I watch? Let me pick something out. But like if I'm flipping through the channels and something's already on, like you gotta just like have it picked out for you and flip it on and be like, oh yeah, I can get into this. Not be like, here's an infinite library of movies, pick one.
And maybe this is,
and yet somehow they never have the one that you want to watch.
Exactly. Right. Well, because they're all just Netflix original.
No, I guess. The other thing I liked about having cable with the little description was whenever Aqua Teen was on, the description was just food items solve crimes.
I don't remember a lot of crime solving happening in that show. I mean, maybe this is biased by the you know thing we just talked about, but I just feel like Netflix, everything on Netflix is just like 7 out of 10, you know, like it's okay.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe on cable it's also like that, but
yeah, just, I mean, it's Netflix, it's just good for the shows, you know.
Even are those even whatever?
Well, some of them are. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Can we take a break? I gotta go drop the kids off at the pool real quick.
Man, that does not, you know, that violates the code. We cannot release this. All right, get out of here.
Be right back.
My father needs to race here.
Can you race here too, Daddy?
No. I had a different path. You keep digging around in the past, Dom. You aren't gonna like what you find. Whatever you become, I will stop you, little brother.
Rated PG-13.
Welcome back from the break.
Hello. From the break.
So we've been through 1999 events, and brush up on some current events.
2000, yep.
2021.
Oh, last year.
Let me ask you a question. Have you been following the New York mayoral election race at all?
Which city in New York?
New York City. New York. Oh, New York, okay. New York.
Okay. I am aware that there are quite a few candidates running. I saw an Onion headline that was like, you know, de Blasio to reporters, not so easy to find a mayor who doesn't suck shit, does it? Is it?
Yeah. So, I mean, now there's only two because they had the primary the other day on Tuesday. Uh-huh. And so now there's only two.
We ranked the choices.
We ranked the choices for the Democrat and Republican separately.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. And then we came up with one Democrat and one Republican. And so for on the Democratic side, that's the one everyone's talking about because that's, you know, the likely winner.
Right.
And you know, there, you're right. There was a bunch of different candidates. There was Andrew Yang, who was the original front runner, and then until people found out he sucks.
Right.
So then they came up with this other guy who sucks, named Eric Adams.
Right. Right.
And
right.
I don't know. I guess he's a former cop, former right. state senator, Brooklyn borough president. But I wanted to draw your attention to this video.
Okay.
So this video, I don't know, maybe you've seen it already, but I think it's pretty good. It's from back when he was a state senator, and he just made this educational video, and I think it would be relevant to you as the father of a son.
Okay.
It's just a little educational video to you know, just help you lay down the law in your house and make sure your son's not getting into too much trouble.
Okay, that's important. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is it has been edited for length, but not in any other way.
Sure. Okay. All right. Yes, I see the video. Let me watch it now.
I'm New York State Senator Eric Adams, and for 22 years, I wore a bulletproof vest. Please come and join me inside my house. What I would like to show here is to empower parents on how to search a room inside their home. You write the Constitution. There are no First Amendment rights inside your household. So by periodically sending a message to your home that there are no rooms off limits, you don't believe in locked doors, your house is open to inspection, but you always
draconian.
Have to inspect what you expect. You can look in the jewelry box. A jewelry box of this nature, maybe a simple jewelry box, but if you look through it closely, you don't know what your child may be hiding.
In the jewelry
For
box?
Instance, a gun could be hidden, a small caliber weapon could be hidden inside a jewelry box. When your child brings in his popular knapsack with many different locations, look through it to see what exactly is your child carrying in addition to a book. Something simple as a crack pipe, a crack pipe. Could he have found it on the street? That's quite possible. But this is a discussion piece.
As simple
start speaking
as a crack
with him
pipe.
To find out what is he doing with it.
Discussion.
Behind a picture frame, you yeah. can find bullets. What does that
bullets.
Mean to find bullets?
Bullets.
Does it mean your child is carrying a gun? No. Where there's
behind
smoke,
the frame.
There's possible fire. Where there's a bullet,
yeah, sure
there's
check
possibly
there.
A gun. The baby doll.
The baby
could
doll.
Be just a baby doll, but also it could be a place where you can secrete or hide drugs.
Oh,
run your
God.
Hands over the pillows.
I was afraid.
This could be hidden inside a pillow, a gun. Just look and see what's inside your bookcases.
How
perfect
do you
place
have time
to hide
to search
a cocaine?
Your house like this?
There are no First Amendment rights in your home. You have a duty and obligation to protect the members of your household.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. I mean, spoken like a true former cop, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, how could you tell? Is it because he kept saying First Amendment when he was clearly talking about the Fourth Amendment?
Right, right. It went by a little quick, but I was like, First Amendment, is that, that doesn't seem right. What is he talking about?
I don't think cops are aware that there's more than two.
Right. Oh my God. I mean, he got through, you know, that was like 10 square feet of his house.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a, you always have to inspect what you expect.
Right. I love that. Holy shit.
Behind a picture frame, you could find bullets.
And yeah, I love his reasoning. You know, where there's bullets, there could be a gun. Well, yeah. I mean,
where there's bullets. Like, does this mean your son is carrying a gun? No, of course not. But where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's bullets, there could possibly be a gun. Then he proceeds to point a gun directly at the cameraman.
Sure, right. It's like some very tiny guns, or he's like massive. I don't know. Inside, oh my God. Inside the baby doll.
Yeah.
That's, wow.
I mean, you know, that's just, you know, does Joel have a baby doll? Maybe he's secreting drugs in there.
Secreting? Did he say secreting?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Damn, I gotta check everything.
Does he have a popular knapsack with many different locations?
Very popular knapsack. Like, is this guy really doing like an arrest warrant search on, or I think I mean a search warrant kind of search on his entire house every night? Like,
this guy is about to be the mayor of New York City.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
There was also another thing somehow that also in this mayoral campaign that involved the place where his son lives, because
you heard
about this. It turned out that he was actually living in New Jersey, but then he was like, no, I live in New York. Come see my apartment. And then it was like very clearly his son's basement apartment.
Right. Right. Yes, I did read about that.
And then Andrew Yang was like, release the easy pass logs.
Oh, my God. But this all didn't matter to the voters of New York City.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's how the...
That's what they want.
I mean, it was him or Andrew Yang or a guy who was like a sex creep or like a bunch of women. So, I mean, take from that what you will, I guess.
Right. Oh, man. Well, there you go.
But there's still the Republican. You can vote for the Republican. He's got 15 cats.
Wow. Wow. Does he search them? I was really afraid when he was going for the baby doll that he was going to do like a cavity search. Oh, man.
I mean, these are the things they don't tell you, you know, when you sign up to become a parent.
Yeah, absolutely true.
When you join the dad team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and here's how stupid I was. You know, I'm over here thinking, you know, Joel's just 3 years old. Like, I don't have to worry about this kind of thing yet. No, wrong. I need to be, you know, he started going to summer camp now. He's got a knapsack, you know, and apparently other kids have the same kind of knapsack, because he said, like, you know, one time he saw it outside and he thought it was his, but actually it turned out to be another kid's.
What kind of knapsack? That does sound popular.
Yeah, black, you know.
Did it have like a rolly bag configuration like the one in the video? Because that one didn't look very popular.
No, I don't think so. It has the arm straps, you know, standard issue. But it's got at least two locations that I know of. Maybe he's been sewing additional pockets in there. I don't know.
God, remember those rolly backpacks that were like for losers?
They were extremely for losers.
Yeah, but I really wanted one, but they were like too expensive. So instead, my parents got me this like little fold-up cart that you could bungee cord a regular backpack onto, and then I took that to school.
Did you really do that?
Yeah.
In what grade?
I have like fifth or sixth grade.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, in fifth grade, you're not like carrying your backpack around to different places.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. you had good instincts. You knew. That is hilarious.
And you know, I didn't even pick up the crack pipes that I saw on the street.
Oh my God.
Not popular.
That's...
Also, like, why did he just have all this stuff lying around for the video?
That's all evidence, you know that. That's straight from the evidence locker. I mean, I think those were prop guns, right? I don't know.
I don't know, man. Does this guy seem like he's got access to the props department?
Do you think that was his that was his real house?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Wait, what year was that from?
It's from like 10 years ago.
The TV seems kind of small for 10 years ago.
Well, it's his son's room. It's his son's room, you know.
Oh, that was supposed to be.
Because in this house, there's no room that's off limits. There's no First Amendment rights. You write the Constitution.
Hang on, I'm going to look at this room again. I guess, how old is his son supposed to be that he has this kind of bookshelf, but also a baby doll?
Yeah, good question. I mean, don't you think it's suspicious that he's old enough for that? But, you know, that's why he's got the baby doll's not really for doll purposes. It's for secretion of drugs.
I'm just looking at this video again. And a jewelry box?
Right.
I feel like this is supposed to be the study, don't you think? This looks like a study to me.
You could be right.
Yeah, this does not look like a kid's room.
But I think it's a kid of a state senator, so.
I guess.
A state senator who doesn't live in that state.
Right. This is ridiculous.
Can you imagine commuting from New Jersey to Albany?
Oh, God. I mean, he's going to move, right? Wait, Albany? He's not the governor.
No, but when he was a state senator.
Oh, state senator. I see.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, no, he's not going to move. Why does he even need to move? He already lives in his son's apartment.
Yeah. What does his son do?
I have no idea.
This guy has a lot of trust in his kids.
Well, apparently not.
No, I know. I'm being sarcastic, but, like, you know. Why are your kids getting into drugs, you know, if they have such a good dad like him?
Yeah, and I mean, you gotta imagine that kid was so disappointed. He found the perfect hiding spot for his bullets behind the picture frame. How did dad figure that out?
And I mean, it's even more genius because he put the gun in a separate place.
Right. So two separate guns.
Two separate guns, one in the pillow. Which you would definitely not feel sitting down on that pillow or leaning.
Run your hand over the pillows.
Oh my God. But you know, with this much stuff hidden around, you know there was like 10 times more stuff that he just didn't find.
That's true. Yeah, if he's like the TSA, you know, it's like right. There's probably a nuclear bomb under the bed or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've seen some effective home safety videos, you know, about like also, what was this thing at the beginning where he was holding a bulletproof vest?
Oh, because he used to be a cop. He said
no,
like,
but is that, it looks like a pillowcase or something.
Oh yeah, I don't know why it was that color
or that shape. It doesn't look right, does it?
I don't know,
it goes by too quick. Anyway, yeah, I've seen ones about, you know, like, gotta bolt your furniture to the wall because otherwise the kid falls on it, and then there's like this awesome crash dummy.
Well, I think it's the other way around, but yeah.
Yeah, right. Sorry. An awesome crash test dummy thing of like the thing falling on the kid and like cutting their head off or whatever. Right.
Can't get that Peloton treadmill.
Oh, is that really? Is that a hazard in that way?
Well, it's like stupidly designed, so it sucks kids underneath it.
Oh man. Okay, nice. Or like don't, what was the one? Like don't, do you, you know, when we have this gas pipeline hacking.
And
everybody scrambled to buy a bunch of gas. Was it Colonial?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was like a PSA from the
don't put gas in plastic bags.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then I was looking at some of their other videos of like
Oh, like the Consumer Product Safety Commission or whatever?
Yeah, whatever.
They have a good Twitter account.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, there's one where it was like, I don't even remember. Don't. Anyway, it was like some awesome thing of like a, you know, some innocuous action, and then like, you know, the entire room was on fire.
Oh yeah.
And then they had some tweet that was like, when you are reading these, you know, our recommendations, like, resist the urge to, you know, laugh about people who might do, you know, things that you think are dumb, and instead, you know, use this opportunity to reflect on safety in your own life. You know, like, how many of your, you know, furniture is bolted to the wall, you know, like things like that. It's just like,
yeah.
Don't tell me not to be judgmental.
It's like that show they used to have on Spike TV, 100 Ways to Die or whatever it was. 1,000 Ways to Die.
Yeah.
That one, they encourage you to be judgmental.
This is about like people who died in dumb ways.
Or yeah, or sometimes it wasn't even like, you know, they were doing something dumb that they just died in like a freak accident, but then they like made up a backstory to make you hate the person before they died so that you could still laugh at them.
Right. But they were all like true stories, right?
Well, the way that they died was true.
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess what I'm imagining is like, you know, the episode starts with like, I don't think I ever watched it, but you know, it starts with like, you know, September 9th, 1999, you know, Jonathan Silvers from, you know, Dayton, Ohio enters, you know, gets in his car and then blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's the actual guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah. Like, did they use real names?
Oh, I don't know. I probably not. Cause I'm pretty sure they would just like say stuff like, you know, this guy was a real jerk to, you know, to all his employees. And then, you know, his head got cut off by a flying hubcap or whatever.
Right. Just to bring it all full circle, you remember when Spike Lee sued Spike TV?
Yeah.
For ripping off his name.
Did he win that?
Don't think so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the end, he's still around and Spike TV is not, as far as I know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So.
So, you know, I think we learn what's the most important thing in life.
You either die a cable network or live long enough to see yourself become litigious.
Or kind of crotchety.
A Knicks fan.
A Knicks fan. Wait, is there something about, like, he's mad at the Knicks now?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think I was just on his Wikipedia, and it was, like, basically, like, he kept trying to use, like, the employee entrance or something.
I don't know. I mean, there's definitely, like, the Knicks are owned by, like, some douchebag, and there's plenty of reasons to be mad at them. But okay, I'm sure he's got his own, you know, set of issues. I don't know. I don't follow it too closely.
Right. No, I mean, okay, I guess if Wikipedia is to be trusted, he basically kept trying to use the employee entrance, and they were like, we have a VIP entrance that is different. It's like, I know you come to a lot of games, but you don't work for us.
Yeah, he's got a negative salary, if so.
Why?
Because he's paying for the courtside seats.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, he's just East Coast Jack Nicholson.
Sure. When do you think Jack Nicholson's going to die?
I don't know. Never?
Never?
Probably, I mean, never, right?
He's like retired. I don't know. I feel like it might be soon. He seems super old all of a sudden.
He's not going to die. No. No, 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 no.
He must be like, what, 80-something?
He'll die in like 10 or 15 years.
Okay,
minimum.
Sure. Minimum. He's 84, yeah.
He's not going to die.
I mean, I guess I'm equating career with life here. Which is you know.
Oh, well, you said he's already retired.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just like, it's just, you know, because I'm not hearing about him anymore. So therefore, I'm assuming he's just going to die soon. That's that's my bias.
It would still be very shocking if he died tomorrow.
I guess so. Dude, I'm just not going to be able to handle it when Mel Brooks dies. I mean, I know it can't be that far from now, but
yeah,
that's like the one person where I'm like,
well, no. I mean, Carl Reiner already died.
Yeah, I know.
I would have thought Mel Brooks would have died like the next week.
I know, right? I mean, I guess his wife died a while ago and he's still going, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't do it, Mel. Stay with us. Not that I'm like, you know, listening to your podcast or whatever, but, you know, the world needs you.
How about Blazing Saddles? Is that your favorite movie?
It's a good one. It's a good one. I wouldn't say it's my favorite. History of the World Part 1. I like that one. You know, Young Frankenstein. Very good. That one might be, you know, my favorite of his. Or The Producers. I don't know.
What do you think was the worst movie we saw at the Majestic 20?
Oh, my God.
My vote is on Flyboys.
Oh, we refused to see some other movie, right?
Jackass.
Oh. Huh. I feel like if someone asked me today, I would go see Jackass.
Yeah, well, you know, you live and learn.
Yeah, right. But I wonder now, but also I feel like it's out of character that you would not want to see Jackass. Yeah.
Well, again, but like, again, that's today, maybe.
No, but yeah, but even at that time, I mean.
No, I was never into Jackass.
Huh. Why not?
I don't know.
I mean, I wasn't either, but that makes sense for me, I feel like. You know, a coastal elite.
Yeah.
All right, well. I mean, like, I went to see Borat.
Yeah.
Is that very different?
Yeah, Borat. Yeah. Yeah, we saw Borat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flyboys was bad. It's very boring.
I mean, we saw The Illusionist by accident.
Oh, that's by accident?
Well, at least I thought that we were seeing The Prestige.
That movie's fine. It's not bad.
Yeah.
I guess I really hated Inglourious Basterds, so.
Wait, really?
Maybe that. Yeah.
Oh, I think that's my favorite Tarantino movie.
No, man, I'm so done with him.
Yeah, I mean, well, I thought that too, but then I actually liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Guess I haven't been keeping up.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of gratuitous foot shots, but outside of that, it was a good movie.
Power for the course. Yeah. I guess, yeah, I mean, for me, it was like I saw Inglourious Basterds, and then I saw Django, and I was like, these are the same movie.
No, Django done. I wasn't into.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I got for tonight.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess
I gotta drive 20 hours back to Austin now. pack everybody up in the car.
All right, have a good trip. I was gonna say, though, you know, on the list of media figures who I can't handle if they died, you know, Mel Brooks, number two, Vince Agard. So,
yeah, wow.
Drive safe.
Okay, thank you. You too.
See everybody next time.
That's now I feel like I'm experiencing the most important thing in life.
Aww.
Or part of life, whatever.
That I read some more of that article in Wikipedia plot summary there. Yeah, it's like very gratuitous.
Yeah, I mean that was the 90s, I guess.
Was it?
This summer.
Oh man. The
coming soon to VHS.
Movies just look and sound and feel different.
Yeah.
It's like over such a short time, even like early 2000s.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, all right.
Cool.
Oh, see you next time.